A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, we continued the Citrus Series, this time at Tropicana Field. The boys were playing by the American League rules last night. The Marlins looking for a victory. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, it's been a rough last week for the Marlins, losing 6 of 7. Really a rough last couple of weeks. Marlins into tonight had lost 9 of 13. They had been waiting for an offensive breakout. And they get it tonight here at Tropicana Field. 10 runs on 17 hits, and they beat the Rays 10-6 to take game one of two here at the Trop. In game 3 of 4 between these two intrastate rivals, Adam Conley started for the Marlins. Blake Snell, young lefty, went for Tampa Bay, and the Rays got to Conley in inning number two. Remember, the second inning was Conley's undoing in his last start Friday against the Pirates. Tonight to start the second baseman Brad Miller flared a ball out to left center field. Yelich and Ozuna raced toward the baseball, looked for a second as though there might be a collision out there. Ozuna slid, tried to make the catch, ball went off his glove. Miller ended up at second base. We thought for sure it was a double. The official score said E7. Bottom line, man at second and nobody out in the Rays' second for Ricky Weeks Jr.
The set, the pitch, and Weeks hits the ball hard. Fair ball over the bag at third and down the line. Coming around third is Miller. He'll score. That's a double for Ricky Weeks. Back-to-back, two base hits, 1-0 Tampa Bay in the second.
Well, Daniel Robertson popped to second, but the number 8 hitter, Jesus Sucre, drew a walk. And then the number 9 man, Peter Borges, with an infield hit. So the Rays had the bases loaded with one out in the second, trying to extend a 1-0 lead. Conley able to come back to strike out Tim Beckham for the second out. He needed to get Kevin Kiermaier to escape the inning.
Here's a line drive, base hit out into right center. Home to score is Weeks. Behind him, Sucre. Coming to third and holding is Borges. It's a two-run, two-out single for Kevin Kiermaier, who's been in a terrible slump. His first hit in 20 at-bats, and it's 3-0 Rays.
Now, he'd been 0 for 19. He'd been 1 for his previous 38. But Kiermaier with that two-run single, he'd had three RBIs all year. And the Rays had a 3-0 lead. Evan Longoria bounced to third to end the inning. But in the Rays' second, 8 men to the plate. 35 pitches for Adam Conley. He allowed 3 runs, all unearned because of the error that was charged to Ozuna. 3 hits, 1 error. And it was 3-0 Tampa Bay. Marlins came back against Snell in inning number 4 with 1 out. Up to the plate, stepped the big bear, Marcell Ozuna. 1-0 to Ozuna is hammered a long way, deep to left field. Borges back at the wall. Goodbye for the second time in this series. Ozuna hits one out. He nearly hit it up into the upper deck in left field. Hit the facade of that second deck. And the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's a 3-1 game on Ozuna's 8th home run of the season. What I saw was the baseball's re-entry to the atmosphere, not going out of the Earth's atmosphere. I saw the re-entry. I saw the baseball on its way down and thought it had hit that facade on the upper deck, which has a ribbon board. It actually hit above the second deck here at Tropicana Field, hit off one of the Rays banners up above everything. A long home run, according to StatCast, 468 feet, and the Marlins were on the scoreboard 3-1. After Justin Bour struck out for the second out, Miguel Rojas singled, first of 4 hits for Miggy in the ballgame. Man at first, 2 down, Adani Echeverria trying to pull the Marlins closer. Fly ball of Echeverria's bat deep right. Souza's back, lunges, can't get it, up against the wall. Ball backed up by Kiermaier, around third, Rojas digging for the plate. He's going to slide in safely on an RBI double by Echeverria to cut the lead to 1. It's a 3-2 game. 3-2 into the bottom of the 4th after the Marlins scored twice in the top of the inning. The Rays got one run back very quickly on one big swing from Daniel Robertson. 1-1 pitch to Robertson is in the air to center field. That'll send Yelich back on track near the 404 sign, and he can't get it. Home run for Daniel Robertson. Speaking of long balls, the Rays get one, and they're back out to a two-run lead now. 4-2 in the last little fourth. Second career home run for the rookie Robertson, 4-2 Tampa Bay. It stayed 4-2 until inning number 6. The starter, Blake Snell, done after 5. He struck out 9 to match a career high. He allowed 6 hits, 2 runs. He walked 3, allowed that home run you heard to Ozuna. But he needed 109 pitches to get through 5 innings. 109 pitches, 68 strikes, 41 balls for Snell. He exited with his team in front 4-2. Austin Pruitt, first man out of the bullpen. And let's just say it was not a good night for Pruitt. First man he faced, Miguel Rojas, a single. Adani Echevarria, a single. Ichiro, a single. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Marlins down 4-2. Back to the top of the order in JT Realmuto.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And a swing and a ground ball through the defense on the right side. It was a fastball. He got what he wanted. Home to score is one. Home to score two. And the Marlins have tied it up on JT Realmuto's single out into right center through a wide open right side defensively. 4-4 here in the sixth.
Then Martin Prado singled, sending Realmuto to third. Marlins at the corners for Christian Yelich.
The ball is smacked up the middle, and to his left, Beckham has it glance off his glove. Home to score is Realmuto, and sliding in safely at third base, the lead runner, Martin Prado.
That was a sixth consecutive hit in the inning. Good thing Giancarlo can count to seven.
Here's the pitch, and Stanton hits a hard line drive into the gap in left center, and that's going to do plenty of damage to the Rays. Prado is home. Here comes Yelich. He slides. He's safe. And Giancarlo with a double, and he's just knocked in two to open things up for the Marlins. They now lead 7-4.
Seven consecutive hits to begin the sixth inning against Austin Pruitt. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. For Pruitt, it was a 34-pitch sixth inning. He allowed five runs on seven hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out one. When the top of the sixth was over, the Marlins had a 7-4 lead. But the Rays kept trying to come back in this ball game. In the bottom of the sixth, they chased Adam Conley. With one out, he allowed back-to-back walks to Ricky Weeks Jr. and then to Daniel Robertson. Harlan Garcia out of the bullpen. He got Jesus Sucre on a fly ball to right. And with men at first and third and two outs, he faced Peter Borges.
Garcia with the 3-2 now to Borges. A ball slammed on a line to left, and it's knocked down by Ozuna. One run will score Weeks from third. Going over to third, Robertson draws a throw there, but he's in safely. And an RBI single for Peter Borges with his second hit of the night. And that draws the Rays to within two at 7-5.
Well, Tim Beckham hit into a fielder's choice. Garcia was out of the inning. Marlins had a two-run lead. That enabled us to close the book on Adam Conley, the starter tonight for Miami. He worked 5 1/3, five hits, five runs, only two earned. He walked three, struck out five, allowed a home run, threw a wild pitch. For Conley, 105 pitches, 61 strikes. 7-5 into inning number seven. The seventh inning brought Jose Alvarado on to make his major league debut. Flame-throwing 21-year-old lefty. He allowed an infield hit to Miguel Rojas. That was Miggy's third of four hits in the ballgame. Adani Echevarria trying to bunt the man over. Bunted the ball in front of the plate. Jesus Sucre on it quickly, fired down to second base. Rojas was safe at second. It went as a sacrifice bunt in the fielder's choice. First and second for the Marlins with nobody out. Ichiro then hit a dribbler up the first base line. Ricky Weeks juggled it, then picked it up, and he tried to tag Ichiro going past him. Ichiro trying to avoid the tag. The original call by Stu Sherwater, the first base umpire, was that Ichiro had eluded the tag, and he was safe at first base. That gave the Marlins the bases loaded with nobody out, but the Rays opted to challenge that call at first base. They thought that Weeks had grazed Ichiro's helmet with the tag, and that's what the folks at the command center in New York saw. So Ichiro was out. Marlins had second and third, went out in the seventh, looking to break the game open. JT Realmuto. The 0-1, and JT slams one to right, sending Souza back onto the track, over his head, bounces on the track up against the wall. Souza falls down. Two runs are in. Realmuto is digging for third base, and he's going to be in there safely with the slide. That's a big, big hit. It's 9-5 Miami. Some breathing room for the Marlins. Then with JT at third, they got a little more from Martin Prado. Alvarado, the 1-0, and Martin drives one to right. It's going to get the job done. Souza over toward the line, makes the catch. Tagging Realmuto, he's coming home. It's a sack fly for Prado and a 10-5 Marlins lead. So the Marlins were in command at that point. After Harlan Garcia got out of the sixth inning, Kyle Bearclaw was able to work 1-2-3 seventh with a strikeout. David Phelps, his fifth consecutive scoreless outing. He walked the first man, then retired the next three. Two by way of the K in the eighth. So he went to the ninth. Marlins 10, Tampa Bay 5. Nick Whitgren just back from AAA New Orleans today, replacing the disabled Edinson Volquez. Whitgren allowed a leadoff double to Peter Borges. Borges had three hits in this ballgame. Borges went to third on a base hit by Tim Beckham. Men at the corners, nobody out. Tampa Bay down 10-5. A.J. Ramos up in the Marlins bullpen just in case. Kevin Kiermaier, a fly ball to short left for out number one. Runners had to hold. Evan Longoria, a fly ball to right, deep enough to score a run. It was a sacrifice fly. Borges scored to make it a 10-6 game. So the Rays, down to their final out, had a man on. Two down, bottom of the ninth, as Nick Whitgren faced Steven Souza Jr.
The pitch is hit high into the air down the right field line. Here comes Ichiro running hard, slides to get under it, and made the catch to end the game. Good effort by Ichiro to end this one with a sliding catch under a pop-up.
So the Marlins win at 10-6 for Miami. 10 runs, 17 hits, one error, 10 men left on base. For the hometown Rays, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 tonight. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, he's 2-2. Austin Pruitt, the loser in relief, he's 3-1. Time of the game was 3 hours 33 minutes. Well, we're going 3 hours plus every single night these days, it feels like. 3.5 hours plus many nights. Crowd of 12,285 was here to see it at the Trop. They head home disappointed. Marlins with the victory improved to 12-14 on the season. They're now 7-8 on the road. Meanwhile, the Rays fall back below 500. They're 14-15 with a home record of 9-5.
Always good to get back into the win column, and that's exactly what the Marlins did last night at Tropicana Field. Tonight, the Marlins and the Rays for the final time in 2017. Dan Straley on the mound for Miami. Matt Andrees on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays. Fish family members, if you missed it last night, well, we always give you an opportunity now the following morning when the ball club is on the road. For Fish family members joining us this morning on Marlins Rewind, your Fish family bonus code is USF. As in the University of South Florida, USF is your Fish family bonus code this morning. So for the final time in 2017, the Marlins and the Rays play this evening, Straley versus Andrees. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:40. You're always more than welcome to join us on the Marlins Radio Network.